Let's turn to page 312. Convincer representational filter. There's no need to convince this person. They will be automatically. The true automatic will accept things immediately. So they'll accept that the person is good at what they're doing. That's what the true automatic will do. Now, it's possible that they could automatically, if they're truly automatic, if that person proves them wrong, then they might accept the other pretty quickly thereafter as well. So if the person proves them wrong, they might jump to the other side of the fence, but they'll tend to accept that somebody's good at what they do just on first glance. Yeah. Sorting for differences. They say, this is going to work. You go, that's not going to work. So you would be then sorting for differences, which would be a different filter. Yeah. The truly automatic person will tend to accept that somebody's good at what they do without checking on it. Yeah, they'll just assume. Consistent says, I know you'll never be, this is what you would say. I know you'll never be completely convinced, and that's the reason why you'll have to do this to find out. That's what you'd say to the person that has the consistent convincer. A number of times. Here are a number of options. I'm sure that you'll find that one of them is right for you. One time. Here's the option which makes the most sense. A period of time. Call the person in a period of time which is no less than 10% of the total period of time and say, I used to use this all the time too when I was doing telephone sales and when I was doing on-site sales, when I was doing business consulting. I'd say, I've been so busy since the last time we talked, it seems like almost 3 months. So like if somebody has a period of time convincer, you call them, like let's say if you figure their a period of time would be let's say they've got it's a period of time up to 6 months. You call them in no less than 10% of the total time. So what's 10% of 6 months? Let's say we call them in 6 weeks. Let's say we call them in 6 weeks and you say, I've been so busy since the last time we talked, it almost seems like 6 months. So then what you're doing is you're accelerating it by utilizing it. Yep. It's been 6 weeks, but you say I've been so busy since the last time we talked, it almost seems like it's been 6 months. Management direction filter, self only. You know that what other people do in this project is not important to you, and that's why. Okay, you'll know that other people in this project, you know that what other people do in this project is not important to you, and that's why. That would be for management direction. Self but not others, you'd say, who are we to tell them what to do, but that's why we must. Yeah. Others only. The boss knows what we need to do, so that's why we should. Action filter. For both, you say, you've had all the time you need to study this, and now's the time for action. For active, you say, let's go and do this project. There's no need to wait. Reflective. I know you want to study this. It's okay. Take all the time you need to make the decision now. Now. The work preference filter. If their work preference filter is people, you say, let me tell you about the people who'll be working on this project. So you just describe that, because they're going to relate more to that. Things, let me tell you about what we'll be working with. Systems, let me tell you how the system works. Next page, affiliation filter. If they're an independent player, you're going to say, you have a high need to be independent, and that's why it's important to foster teamwork in this situation, if you needed to bring them into the team for some reason. Management player, you say, I know you'll want to be in charge, or I know you want to be in charge. Team player, I know you want a team to play with. Primary interest filter, activity, interested in how. Let me tell you how this will work. Information, interested in why or what information is available. Let me tell you what you need to know and why. People, who they are, who they're with is important. Let me tell you who you'll be working with on this project. Places, location is important to this person. Let me tell you where this project is. You're going to be traveling to Tahiti. Things, interested in what? Let me tell you what we'll need. Chunk size filter, global. Here's the big picture. You don't want to give too many details. Stay abstract for this person. Global to specific. Here's the big picture. Now here are the details. Specific, here are the details. Be specific. Don't use abstractions. Specific to global, here are the details, here's the big picture. Perhaps they'll develop the big picture on their own. Relationship filter. Oh, by the way, specific to global, that's what my business partner is specific to global. And I'm global to specific, which is interesting because it's interesting in communicating because like I'll say, here's the big picture, here's the vision, here's the mission, this is what we're about, this is what we're headed to. And he's like, show me how you're going to do this. Show me, then he's a number cruncher. He's like, what's this? What's this? What's going to happen in this period of time? Where is this going to happen? He's like, leave all that aside. Let's see that we're going to move someplace first. You know, let's see what we're going to, and then it's like, let the big picture develop from the direction that you're heading. Like even the other day, he was telling me, he said, you know, when he was telling me about, you know, y'all know Dr. Phil? You seen Dr. Phil on TV? My business partner was talking about him, and he's like, what's that? Oh, cool. He was talking about Dr. Phil, and he said, but his description of it described his entire thinking. He said he didn't know he was going to be doing TV. He said he was a jury consultant, which is true. That's what he was doing. He was a jury consultant. He was a jury consultant for Oprah on her case when she did the against the cattle people. So he was a jury consultant there. He said he just went in there, and then he allowed himself to adapt and allowed it to become whatever it became. He said otherwise, you know, when the TV thing came in, he would have said, no, that's not what I do. I'm a jury consultant. So from his perspective, it's like you let the pieces develop into the big picture. He's more of that specific to global type person in developing a business and everything. Whereas me, that's the role he's traditionally played. He's played that role. And you need, like in a business, it's good to have somebody to play that role. Because what they do is they develop it from the inside out, or they develop it from the specific to the global, whereas the entrepreneur or the thought type person, the abstract thinker, is going to come in and say, hey, I got this great idea. Now we got to make it real. The true entrepreneurs are the magicians of the material world because they can look at the abstract concept and they can bring it down into reality. Now they may have other people come in to play some of the roles to help bring it from reality on up. Because you need that, you need that ability to move with ease throughout the range of from global to specific and specific to global to really produce results. But you can bring other people in to play those roles as well. So and it's interesting though, from his thought process is totally opposite of mine, and it works. As it has the ability to do both, or brings people into that have the ability to do those areas that there maybe aren't their strengths.